and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Two adults have died and at least five other people critically injured in the crash of a charter bus carrying Long Island, New York high school students to band camp. The bus veered off of I-84 and tumbled down a ravine about 45 miles northwest of New York City. Governor Kathy Hochul.
While it's preliminary, it is likely that a faulty front tire contributed to the accident.
More from WCBS-TV's Ali Bauman at the scene.
The National Transportation Safety Board will send a team here to investigate. They're expected to arrive on scene by tomorrow morning. The high school tells us it's trying to reunite students with their parents now. Some students told us earlier that this is so devastating, it's something they never expected could have happened.
No progress yet on Capitol Hill when it comes to keeping the government open past the end of the month. The latest from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
With a deadline looming for a painful government shutdown,
the resolution is not adopted.
Things continue to fall apart in the U.S. House.
I don't know what direction they're coming from.
A handful of Republicans, some of whom oppose sending more aid to Ukraine.
I've been no on Ukraine the entire time.
Continue to jam House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who's been trying and failing to pass bills to keep the government open with Republican votes only.
President Biden held a bilateral meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House today.
Mr. President, the brave people of Ukraine, and that's not hyperbole, the people of Ukraine have shown enormous bravery, has inspired the world.
Mr. Biden has announced a $335 million aid package for Ukraine. With stalled gun safety measures on Capitol Hill, President Biden is creating a new White House office. CBS's Willie James Inman explains.
The White House is going to use this office to respond to any crisis that develops with gun violence. If there's a mass shooting, they're also going to use it to prevent gun violence.
Years in the making, Florida is now getting a fast train with its first paying customers riding the rails tomorrow. CBS's Peter King explains.
It's called Brightline. It runs between Orlando International Airport and Miami, and it could be a godsend for anyone who hates driving Interstate 95. CEO Mike Reininger calls it
safer, that's greener, that is a great value proposition, it's fun to do, and it's a hassle-free sort of travel experience.
Passengers who've tried a shorter route in South Florida like it.
It seemed like the coolest way to get down to Miami. I don't think the price is too bad.
Neon yellow trains will go as fast as 125 miles per hour. Brightline has made a $5 billion bet that private corporation will carry as many as 8 million passengers a year between here and Miami. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Hey, man, looking good.
It's Stitch Fix. I'd like to thank my stylist for making me look so great. They always get my fit just right. They send clothes that work for me and my budget. They even found me my favorite pair of jeans. I'd like to thank Stitch Fix because, let's get real, I couldn't make this style happen on my own. They just make everything so easy. So thank you, Stitch Fix. They just get me, and they'll get you too. Stitch Fix. Take your style quiz today at stitchfix.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bars as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 56, tonight under mainly clear skies with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tomorrow chance for scattered thunderstorms, daytime highs approaching 78. Chance for scattered storms again, tomorrow night, lows around 58, mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Only Grown Radio, from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You know, the guys with the white coats would come by and take you away. Here, we got a nice jacket for you. It's got long sleeves.
Hey, I think we need to bring it back. I'm telling you. You know, it's just crazy. We need to do these things because the insanity is multiplying daily. And I'm just going, you know, I often wonder about my own mental health, but that's a normal thing. So for y'all out there, if you wonder about your mental health and you think that you're crazy, you're not.
There you go.
Because if, well, that's true. It's very true. Because if you really do have a mental health problem, you know, and I'm talking along the lines of being psychosis or borderline personality or what have not, then if you think that you don't have one, you don't. But anyways, you have a good evening.
Thanks, Alice. Appreciate it. No, I mean, you know, at the end of it, you know, I talk to myself quite often. Some of the best conversations I ever have. Alice cracks me up. This made me laugh today. Very few things about Trump makes me laugh, but this, and I've got to get the Cassidy Hutchinson book. I've got to try and find out. I don't want to buy it, but I got to find out who the publisher is and see if we can get them to send us a review copy, maybe get her on the show. Evidently, according to The Guardian, do you remember when Trump was refusing to wear a mask and would go to events without a mask on? Well, it turns out, according to Cassidy Hutchinson, and she's the reason for it, that the reason he didn't wear a mask anymore after this visit to a factory, I guess he put on a white mask and then asked one of the staffers what they thought. And what Cassidy Hutchinson writes is, "I slowly shook my head. The president pulled the mask off and asked why I thought he should not wear it. I pointed at the straps of the N95 I was holding. He was looking at the straps of his mask. He saw they were covered in bronzer." I'm going to let the laughter go. Evidently, Trump said, why did no one else tell me that? I'm not wearing this thing. Evidently, he didn't want to wear a mask because his makeup would smudge. Oh, boy. Yeah, okay. There you go. The Lincoln Project. It's portraying President Biden and his age as an asset. You know, saying, look, his age and it's very much an asset. Age still kind of a problem. But guess what? Age a problem on the other side, too. Do I wish Joe Biden were 20 years younger? Yes. Do I wish he could you know, give better speeches? By every policies that they're moving, I'm thrilled with. Told someone today, you know, just what he's done with the National Labor Relations, it's the reason to vote for him. The fact that we're going to potentially make organizing and to me is a great idea. Good thing. The reason that I am all behind him. Now, the problem is we've got a Republican Party hell-bent on destruction. Less than 10 days towards another shutdown that there doesn't appear to be any end in sight, because you have people who they want to burn the house down. And I've said a million times before, these are people who they want to push the button. They want to flip the feeding someone you don't know, but these are the people who'd just be pushing the button like crazy in the hopes that goes. But here's the thing. Quote of the day. All of the fight to become speaker and the of waking up every morning thinking about all the crazy people in the Kook caucus. I want him during the daytime. Proposals to throw him out of office in the bathroom. And then at night when he goes to bed, I want him to think about the last thing to damage the country. I want him to have the acid reflux. I want him to have the burning throat. I want him to not sleep because I want this for him. I want him to be speaker having all of these.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodied dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give
it. You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Meet Ingrid. Fiery spirit carrying grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 56. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Southeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 78. Chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow night, lows around 58. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Senator Joni Ernst have joined Cruz's screwball crusade to stop Biden's non-existent beer bust. It's like they all went to Unstop series of nutty PR antics reveals that he is to a real senator what near beer is to be.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So, interesting story over at The Economist. I think it was Sarah Palin who, she was asked, what magazine, Economist. Yeah, most people don't read The Economist unless they're in the dentist's office. But I happened to catch this article on climate change, and standpoint, which is, and we've been talking about this for a while. Look at Florida, for instance, the state. It's a boom state where, thousands of people are going. You would think more customers, higher density, more profits, especially considering are right up there with the highest in the country. They're, what did I see the number? Like $6,000 a year? The average home insurance premium? $6,000, three times the national average year over year. Yeah. And you would think, hey, what profit, $6,000, that's, insurers would be flocking to get people to pay, $6,000 a year. Problem is, they're not. In fact, you look at Florida, as we've talked about before, there are, I think at least 15 that have left the state or limiting their access in the state. You've got seven others that are insolvent. You've got all these people going, maybe not. Not. Now, I love this guy on, he does one of the, it's one of the video, Instagram, TikTok, one of them. Out the wazoo, and he said, and I'll never forget this because I wish I could find the clip. He said that if this were real, then no one would underwrite this stuff. And I. It's beginning to happen. We're at the beginning of the insurance companies who are in business not to protect you, not to make sure that you're well. Moment of crisis. They're in business to make money. Pure and simple. They're not in the business. And I was amazed at this Economist article that pointed out in Santa Clarita, 85% of the properties in one of the Santa Clarita zip codes were dropped by their insurers between 2015 and now. The thing is this is one of those moments where you go, what do people do then if they sorry, you're on your own. Now, understand, this is an area that was, devastated by fires. And
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
that are going hungry. But, you know, at least the people who took the food from them, they'll be wearing suits.
Yeah, I mean, and somehow all of this will spun into some sort of fault of labor or people who are, you know, somebody who dropped out of high school and they're working in that kitchen back there and demanding $40 an hour. So that's why your bar tab at the airport and restaurant tab was so high. I mean, that's invariably what happens with this stuff. Yeah, we had to pay those people a lot of money, so that's really where your money went. Not that somebody's price gouging you at the airport, because they got I'm here in Chicago, and we have had decades of scandal with regard to how a lot of restaurants got those gigs. There's only so much said our two major airports, and we've had investigation after investigation as to how exactly did they get these gigs where you've got millions of people who are trapped in this location with no alternative. So, it's a recipe for corruption to no end.
I'm with you. Appreciate it, Steve. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you.
It is. It's a license to... You would argue to print money. You know, I'll steal. This hour on Good on the UAW. And we're going to talk about the strike here in the next hour. But Good on the UAW. Sean Fain filed charges with the National Labor Relations Board against Tim Scott. Telling workers that they'll all be fired for striking is a violation of federal labor law, and it's not something becoming of a senator, according to invoking, Ronald Reagan. Reagan fired those Patco workers. Tim Scott's going, no, we can fire anybody. Where this goes, do I think anything's going to come of it? I don't. But the idea that someone is finally standing up and fighting—I
didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.